Zok de Elga Mishnah, the item of Sacht is Kalim Per Chav Beis Mishnah Beis. We have here a table that has three legs. A Shulchan that has three legs. Shenitla Achas Miraglov, and it lost one of them, so now we're left with only two. It says the Mishnah Tahar, it's not Makabel Tumah, because really, a table could stand on three legs if the legs are positioned properly. It can't stand on two legs. You can't eat on it. Vaitra says the Mishnah, if Nitla, if the second leg also came off, now I'm left just with one, Tahar, it's not Makabel Tumah. Now, L'chayr, that would be obvious, but the Mishnah is just leading up. It's like a step here to lead up to the next halacha. Here's the chiddush. If nitla hashlishis, if the third leg is also gone, and now there are no legs, tamek, now it is roi lekabel tumah, because now it becomes like a tray. But it's only kishayachshiv alav, when he makes up on his mind that he's going to use it to eat, and he'll use it like a tray. If it has one leg or two legs, it's not a table, it's not a tray. Without any legs, this wooden once tabletop becomes a tray. So Tanakhama says, but you have to officially make up in your mind it's going to be a tray. Now Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, look, if all three legs are gone and you can still eat on it and use it as a tray, ain't tzarech machshava. You don't have to officially make up in your mind that it's a tray, to designate it as a tray in order for it to be mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah right away. The Mefarshim explain over here, look, a table and a tray are very similar, so it was already functioning as a table. The fact that you're switching it to a tray, that's not such a big switch. You need a machshava. Oh, from now on, it's going to be something else. V'chein ha-delufki. Same is true for the delufki. That's that small, like, serving table. If it starts out with three legs, if one or two are gone, it's not mekabel tumah. But if all three are gone, that is mekabel tumah. And again, according to the Tanakhama, when you think you're not going to use it, more like for a tray, because it's just a flat piece of wood. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, even if you didn't officially designate it as such, the switch becomes automatic. Really, with the delufki, it's a bigger chiddush, the Mefarshim explained. Because a table and a tray are quite similar. The delufki was kind of a setup table for the big table. And now you're turning it into a tray, so it's like more of a switch a little bit. But it has still similar enough use. Then according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to officially redesignate it as a tray. It stays something that could become tame. As long as they don't have the one or two legs in the way, you can use it as a tray, which is similar enough to using it as a delufki.